Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a drum bus stack blueprint in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, but with a very specific goal in mind: punchy, gritty drums that still feel DJ friendly. So we're not chasing super squashed modern EDM loudness here. We want movement, attitude, and a drum section that can live inside a mix, not just dominate it. Think classic breakbeat energy, immense style chops, hard snare presence, controlled low end, enough dirt to feel alive, but not so much that the groove turns to mush. And on top of that, we want the arrangement to work like a Riedel Club tool, meaning clean intros, phrase-based structure, and outros a DJ can actually mix out of. First thing, organize your drums properly. Before we even touch processing, group your drum elements. In Ableton, select the kick, snare, hats, break loop, percussion, tops, fills, everything in the drum family, then group them and name that group drum bus. If you can keep the main chopped break and the programmed kick and snare somewhat separated inside the group, even better. That contrast is part of the jungle sound. The break gives texture, the programmed elements give impact. Now let's talk gain staging, because this is where people usually get themselves into trouble. Don't slam the drum group into the master from the start. You want headroom. A good rough target is for the drum bus to peak around -8 to -6 dB before mastering. Individual elements shouldn't already be clipping the group. If needed, trim levels on the clips or use utility on the tracks. The point is simple. Let the bus chain do the work. Don't make it fight an already overloaded signal. Next, drop EQ8 at the front of the chain. This is for cleanup, not sterilizing your break. If there's useless sub-rumble, high pass gently below 25 to 30 Hz. If the drums are boxy, carve a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more bite, a small lift around 2 to 5 Khz can help. And if the hats are spitting too hard, tame a little at 7 to 10 Khz. The key is small moves. Old school breaks have character in the noise, the room tone, the little imperfections. Don't EQ that personality out of them. After EQ, bring in drum bus. This device is one of the secret weapons for this style because it can add weight, transient snap, and harmonic dirt in a very musical way. Start with modest drive, maybe 5 to 15%. If you want more grit, add some crunch, maybe 10 to 25%. Use boom carefully, because too much low-end enhancement can fight your bass line. A little transient boost can really make the break hit harder, and the damp control helps keep the top from getting fizzy. The big idea here is to make the drums feel printed, like they've got attitude and glue baked in, but without turning them cloudy. If the break already has a long decay or a lot of room sound, don't overdo drum bus. That's a common mistake. People keep pushing drive and boom when what the source really needs is a more surgical, restrained approach. Sometimes a little transient emphasis and a touch of saturation is enough. Now follow that with glue compressor. This is where the drum group starts behaving like one instrument. Use a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack at 10 milliseconds is a nice starting point because it lets the snare crack through. A 30 millisecond attack can feel a bit softer and more musical if that suits the groove. Auto release is often great for busy break patterns, or you can try around 0.3 seconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not crushing. If the groove starts losing its swing, back off. From there, add some saturation. You can choose saturator if you want something simple and reliable, or roar if you want a darker, nastier vibe. Saturator is great for adding a bit of harmonic edge and helping drums translate on smaller systems. A drive setting around 2 to 8 dB can beat enough, with soft clip on for safety and density. Roar is excellent if you want a more aggressive, more characterful tone, especially on snare tails and break texture. Just remember, with jungle and old school DNB, a little controlled ugliness is often a good thing. That slight roughness is part of the identity. Before the limiter, bring in utility if you need it. This is where you check mono compatibility and manage the low end. In this style, you really want the important drum weight to hold up in mono. If your drums disappear or feel weak when summed, fix that now. A good habit is to keep low frequencies, roughly below 120 Hz, centered and stable. If the drums sound wide and exciting in headphones, but fall apart in a club, utility will help you catch that early. Then finish the chain with a limiter. And just to be clear, this is not here to make the drum super loud. It's here for peak control. Keep the ceiling somewhere around -0.3 to -1 dB, and only use enough gain to catch stray peaks. If the limiter is doing more than a couple dB of constant work, that's a sign to revisit the earlier stages. Let the drum bus sound exciting before the limiter. The limiter should catch the edge, not create it. If you want a bigger, more explosive drum sound, set up a parallel smash return. This is a classic move. On the return, start with a Q8 and high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so you're not duplicating all the low-end weight. Then add a compressor or glue compressor and push it hard, maybe 6 to 1 or even 10 to 1, with fast or medium attack and release. Then add saturation, maybe even a bit of drum bus, and blend that return in underneath the main drums. This gives you that smash jungle energy while keeping the main groove clean and defined. The parallel layer should add excitement, not blur the core. Now let's zoom out and talk arrangement, because the drum bus alone won't make it feel DJ friendly. The structure matters. For jungle and old school DNB, phrase-based writing is everything. Think in 8, 16, or 32 bar blocks. A solid blueprint might go like this. Intro for 16 bars with filtered drums and minimal bass, then the full groove arrives, then a variation section with extra hats or fills, then a breakdown or lighter passage, then the main drop returns with more energy, and finally an outro that strips elements away so a DJ can mix out cleanly. A strong opening is often just break plus top loop, maybe with no bass at all or just a hint of low end. Then you bring in kick and snare reinforcement after 8 or 16 bars. Give the listener something to lock onto. At the end of every 16 bars, a small fill works wonders. It keeps the energy alive and gives the sense of a living drum performance. But don't overcomplicate the arrangement. Jungle thrives on motion, yes, but it also thrives on repetition and feel. If the structure changes too much every 4 bars, it can stop feeling like a DJ tool and start feeling like a chopped-up sketch. Automation is where you inject real old-school movement. Automate drum bus drive slightly higher in the drop. Open the filter on the break loop a bit more as the section builds. Send more signal into the parallel smash during key moments. Push a little more saturation on fills or transitions. And then, in the outro, pull energy back down so the next tune has room to breathe. These tiny changes make a huge difference over time. They keep the loop from sounding static or fatiguing. That long-form fatigue point is important. A drum bus can sound amazing for 8 bars and then get tiring over 2 minutes if the hats are too hot or the snare is too constant. So automate small reductions every 16 bars if needed. Sometimes less brightness, a little less drive, or a more restrained parallel send can keep the whole thing feeling fresher. Once the drums feel good on their own, test them in context with the bass. In DNB, the drum bus never lives alone. Bring in the sub and mid bass and check whether the snare still cuts, whether the kick and bass are fighting, and whether the low end stays controlled. If the bass is crowding the drums, carve a bit of space with EQ or use subtle sidechain compression. Usually the bass is the element that needs to move out of the way. The drums are the statement. A few advanced teacher notes here. First, process for intent, not loudness. Old-school DNB drums can feel huge without being heavily limited if the transient shape is right. Second, separate impact from texture. Let the kick and snare deliver the punch, while the break loop delivers the vibe and grit. If one processor is trying to do both jobs, the result often gets muddy. Third, keep the bus chain modular. In Ableton, it's a great idea to save this as a rack and map macros for drive, compression amount, and parallel send. That way you can quickly adapt the same core sound to different tracks. Another smart move is to compare sections, not just full reference tracks. Listen to your intro against an intro, your drop against a drop, your outro against an outro. DJ friendliness is about phrasing and density as much as tone. And remember that a drum bus should feel like it's holding the performance together, not just mastering the drums. If you want to push the style even further, there are a few powerful variations you can try. You can split the bus into a clean main layer and a dirty parallel drum layer, then blend them. You can create separate parallel returns for transient smash and body thickening. You can sidechain the reverb or dirty returns from the kick or snare so the groove stays clear. You can even use mid-side EQ on the drum group to keep the center punch strong, while softening harsh stereo top end. And depending on the source, you may want to clip first and compress less, or compress first and clip lightly. The source decides the treatment. For sound design, you can build a snare from 3 layers, a body layer, a crack layer, and a noise or room layer. That gives you a proper statement snare, which is huge in old-school inspired DNB. You can also create a ghost break layer by duplicating the break, high-passing it, compressing it hard, distorting it a bit, and lowering it way down in the mix. That adds subliminal motion and makes the groove feel busier without obvious clutter. Very classic jungle behavior there. On the arrangement side, make room for mix windows. sparse intro, sparse outro, and maybe a few 8-bar stretches where the arrangement breathes. Use subtraction as tension. Drop the kick for a bar, mute the hats for a moment, strip the bass, then bring everything back. That kind of restraint makes the return hit harder than just adding more and more layers. So here's your practice challenge. Build a 32-bar DJ-friendly drum section in Ableton Live 12. For bars 1 to 8, use only the break loop and filtered tops, with no bass or just a tiny amount. For bars 9 to 16, bring in kick and snare reinforcement and increase drum bus drive slightly. For bars 17 to 24, go full groove with hat variation and maybe a little parallel smash. For bars 25 to 32, add a fill around bar 31 or 32, open the filter or push saturation a touch, and make sure it's clean enough for a DJ to mix out of.